You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you firstly tell me a little bit about Queer AF? What's its origin story and what inspired you to start this initiative?
I first started Queer AF because I was living in London for most of my 20s, and I came back to Auckland to be close to family. And, you know, I was still single and just keen to, like, go out and meet people at the time. And I sort of felt like when I came back that the scene in Auckland particularly hadn't really changed. And I was like, you know, I'd seen some amazing nights in London, you know, especially for, like, women and non-binary people like Butch Please. And kind of off the back of that, I was like, well, actually, it was my friend Elise, who at the time was working at the Basement Theatre. She really encouraged me to start my own club night. So she was like, soccer complaining and start doing something about it. So I was like, you're right. And so basically I started a club night called Queer AF, and it was just a space for anyone really. There was kind of initially a focus on making it a space for women and non-binary people or any kind of gender minority, but it truly was kind of like a night that was open to anyone who kind of fell into that queer banner. And it was awesome. I really loved it. And I think, the community loved it. And we did that for about 2 years. It was just myself really running everything. And after about 2 years, I was kind of getting a little bit bored of doing the same thing. You know, it was quite alcohol-centric as well, which is fun. But I also wanted to provide maybe something that was a little bit different to that scene. And so I kind of just started thinking, well, you know, I've got this amazing community that are quite loyal and coming to a lot of my events. And I was like, what else can I do with them? And there were just so many interesting and talented people that I met through Queer AF that I thought, well, why couldn't I do something fun like a night market? And so basically that's kind of how the Queers and Wears, which is like an off branch basically of Queer AF, started. Was that I thought, let's see what artists are out there who want to get involved. I wanted to give a platform, I guess, to emerging queer artists. And that's kind of just how it started. And I loved it so much that I've been doing it sort of semi-regularly for the past few years.
That's awesome. I found it quite interesting what you said there when you moved from London to Auckland and noticing really that like change in how good the queer scene is. What do you think the queer scene is like in Auckland now? How's it changed in like the past couple of years?
I tell you what, actually, in the past couple of years, this new generation of young queer people have been running more and more events. And I think right now it's awesome. There's heaps of things going on. I mean, I'm probably going to miss some people out, but so some good friends of mine run another club night called Church, which is like a lesbian club night, which is really awesome. And more recently, there's sort of like an events or sort of club night called Suffolk Sounds.
Yeah, and I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, nice. Well, look, like I'm a admirer from afar. I haven't managed to make it to any of their events yet, but you know, I see them pop up on Instagram, and I just think what they're doing is awesome. And like, I'm in my 30s, so I'm not even that old, but at the same time, I see what they're doing, and I see them on TikTok, and I'm like, yeah, this is great. Like, I feel like I'm kind of too old to be doing what they're doing, which is silly.
Like,
it shouldn't really be like an age thing, but I kind of see what they're doing, and I'm like, hell yes, it feels like the torch has been passed on, and they're just doing all this amazing work. And it's really like inspiring, and it makes me really happy to see that this next generation of young people are creating these like really awesome spaces and being more relevant than I am.
No, totally. There's definitely some really cool events coming up. It's so great to see. And this weekend, of course, is another Queers and Wears Market, which, as you said, feels like this beautiful celebration of the talent from artists in the queer community. Can you tell me a little bit about this event and what to expect on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said before, Queers and Wears is a market that centres queer people in Tāmaki Makaurau, and it's just a platform for emerging artists. So we have a whole range of different artists. You know, there's going to be things like handmade knits, candles, lots of art, lots of zines, really kind of grassroots sort of DIY stuff. And because Matariki is coming up, I thought it would be nice to sort of theme it around celebrating the upcoming Matariki. And it's going to be on from 10 till 3. It's just a really wholesome market. There's going to be a whole bunch of variety there. And I recommend that everyone comes and checks it out because it's really cute.
Yeah, gorgeous. And you must have built quite a bit of a community from doing these over the years. Are many of the artists selling at the market this Saturday ones that have sold at events before, or have you had a bit of an influx of newcomers as well?
There's a mixture of new and regular artists there. I definitely have some regulars who, you know, they do so well at this market that they always love to come back, and I love to see them return and see what new things they've been making. And yeah, and saying that though, like, there's usually, you know, a handful at least of new artists every time for people to check out. So I'm excited to see a couple of new makers this time.
Yeah, lots of variety. And what's kind of next for Queer AF? What can we expect to see more of in the future?
Oh, good question. You know what, it's hard to say because this has always sort of been like a side thing for me. I work in film and television, and anyone who works in film and TV or media like yourself, you know how kind of all-consuming it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think for me, what I love to do is actually collaborating, you know, with other events. So I'm kind of hoping from Queer AF that there might be some cool collaborations in the future with, you know, if anyone wants to hit me up, I'm available. But yeah, I think for now I'm going to focus, you know, keep focusing on the markets, keep focusing on the more community side of events. And I have so many people asking me if I'm ever going to bring the nightclub back, because it really was quite special and quite unique. But, you know, I might leave that to the young ones for a while.
Suffolk Sounds has got it covered.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Olivia Coop there speaking with me yesterday about Queer AF, which was really awesome. I'm really sad I won't be able to make it on Saturday as I'm working, but I encourage everybody else listening to go along. It's going to be great. That's the Queers and Wares Market at Studio 1, Toy 2 on Ponsonby Road this Saturday 22nd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. There's over 25 queer artists and creatives selling a selection of bits and bobs. We got some books, some jewellery, ceramics, art, crochet, crafts, you name it, anything. Anyway, thanks again, Olivia. That was awesome speaking with you. Continuing on with the show, I'll be with you guys for another 10 minutes or so, just until 7 o'clock. I'm going to play a track from Anika. This is In the City.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.